Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. A lot of ways you can listen to the junks. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network.
Radio's the one seed, though. Like, we can't stress that enough. Please listen on 106.7 The Fan, if you can.
We're also brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Coming up at 8 o'clock, got a couple of announcements. Stay tuned for that. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Kadra Ismail joins us. 10-year NFL vet, Super Bowl champ with the Baltimore Ravens. He's a co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame shows on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. So we will get into the preseason game. But, of course, it's 7 o'clock. That means it's time to hit the skins. And, of course, it was the last day of training camp. Brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
All right, boys. So I think a lot of us were really kind of taken aback that they decided to kind of pull the plug on B-Rob. You know, that he had lit the world on fire but thought he was a proven veteran. But it's obvious they are moving on. And I think some of us questioned what would the market be like for him. Certainly, I think we all thought he'd find a roster. And while he's still here, you know, on a Commanders roster, one of the reasons why they haven't probably let him go yet is because there's been reportedly a lot of interest.
A lot of interest?
I mean, I got seven teams that have been mentioned.
That seems like a lot. That's more than I would think would have been interested.
Teams. Yeah, according to like Diana Russini. Mm-hmm. And then here's another account that I just learned of. It's called Ricky Scoops. And he's got like 50,000 followers. And somebody says he's been all over it. Like a lot of his little scoops so far this year have been correct.
Okay.
According to those, you've got the Dolphins are the front runners, apparently. The Dolphins.
Okay. Well, they've got Devon Achane's dealing with a calf injury at this point. So, I mean, I guess that could make sense.
The Dolphins, the 49ers.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns. A lot of these teams we've talked about.
Yep.
The New Orleans Saints. The Houston Texans.
Texans definitely makes sense. Joe Mixon dealing with what appears to be a chronic ankle injury. And Nick Chubb is the backup. So that makes sense.
Kansas City Chiefs. What's their...
I mean, Isaac Pacheco is there. They drafted Breshard Smith out of SMU, like in the mid rounds, I want to say. So but not super deep there.
You get a chance to pick up a guy. You know, if you play him, he'll give you 800 yards.
Yep.
And then the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't know if they would really want to deal him in division, but it doesn't seem like Adam Peters is that worried about that. I mean, he dealt Jahan Dotson in the division to the Eagles. So, like, he...
Yeah.
If that's a good deal, like, he would deal him to the Cowboys.
I think if there wasn't significant interest, I think they would have just moved on and released him.
Right, he would have been cut by now.
I think he would have been cut by now. I think
still could happen.
Still could happen, but I'm guessing that they find some compensation, that there's enough demand for Brian out there, and there should be. The guy's been in the league 3 years. He's been productive, not super productive.
He's a good NFL player.
So the cutdown day is on Tuesday. Tuesday, 4 o'clock is when they have to release everybody and reduce the roster to 53. So they still have a little time.
There's still some time. Of course, they have their final preseason game, noon tomorrow, Cakes. And that will be at Northwest Stadium, correct? They'll be at Northwest Stadium if you want to watch the game. Let's see, depending upon where you live, if you're here in D.C., you could catch it on WSA, Channel 9. If you're in Baltimore, you catch it on WJZ 13. If you're in Norfolk, out in that vicinity, it's WTKR. In Richmond, WRLH, that's Fox 35. In Roanoke, WZBJ. So it's out there. How many are going to be able to endure four quarters of Sam Hartman and Josh Johnson. I don't know. I don't think any of the starters realistically are going to see some playing time. Maybe a couple special teams guys. I don't know.
Chalk me up for a half to see any sort of last position battles, but if you're watching into the fourth quarter of the third preseason you either have money on it or you're just a sicko Commanders degenerate. And you have to watch every single minute of every game.
There is a lot of fluidity. Even after they cut down to the final 53, the expanded practice squad now basically gets them to, what, 70? I think it's something like that.
Okay.
So there are a lot of guys there fighting for the back end of the 53. They're fighting to be on the practice squad. And you know, watching an NFL season unfold, these guys get called up all the time. Now, maybe just for a game or two because of an injury need or something.
Your practice squad's important.
The practice squad is important. So there's a lot of jobs out there for guys. You know, some position battles that that are maybe more interesting than others for the fans. I think receiver. Right? Not that these back end of the guys particularly make an impact, but...
Might need to this year.
They might. I mean, is a guy like Ja'Cory Brooks going to find his way onto the back end of the roster, or is he going to be released and then signed to the practice squad? I think for sure he's secured a practice squad spot. What about a guy like Chris Moore? A veteran, but a guy that's dropped a lot of balls. What about a guy like Michael Gallup coming out of retirement? A veteran that's had success in the league. Where do these guys fit in?
We've just seen so little in the preseason. I mean, the second preseason game when Jaden plays, he doesn't even throw a pass.
Right.
Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman, I believe, combined for 10 completions. That was it. 10 completions.
At the very best, Sam Hartman can hope for some grace and a practice squad spot.
I don't
see how you could have him as a QB3. Maybe it's just because of the offseason shoulder surgery and he just, you know, doesn't have that arm strength, but there's just no way he could.
I just don't even know if he's worth practice squad at this point.
I don't know.
He might just be a thank you for your service, bye bye, best of luck elsewhere.
Maybe they just like him for whatever reason, like having him around.
Okay.
Morale guy.
He's buddies with Jaden.
I don't see it either, but they kept him around last year. But it's very difficult to see him unseating Josh Johnson. That's if they keep. Even three. The running back room, of course, obviously we've been discussing that a lot. It's guaranteed, I think, Austin Ekeler, Kroski Merritt, Chris Rodriguez, and Jeremy McNichols. After that,
Those guys are locks.
A guy like Demetric Felton land? I know they like the versatility of Kaz Allen. Is it going to be another year of the practice squad for him?
You're going to see a lot of those guys getting carries tomorrow against the Ravens. Those last two names that you mentioned. I don't think there's any scenario where you see Bill getting carries. I don't think Rodriguez gets any. Eckler's probably doesn't get any work tomorrow. It's going to be the back end of the roster guys for, you know, up and down all the positions.
Yeah, and then defensively, I don't know. I mean, would they even play a guy like Kane Medrano, the linebacker, undersized sort of linebacker from UCLA?
I mean,
maybe
he should probably.
I think he's probably a lock for the roster. I think maybe like a Carlin Vigors will get some playing time, try to figure out where he fits in. Is he a practice squad guy? I don't know. It's going to be one of those games, though, where you got to be a real diehard to hang in there for four quarters.
Is Jordan McGee still banged up? I mean, I'd like to see something out of him if he's available and healthy.
What about a guy like Jalen Lane? He's already secured his spot, right?
He's a lock.
So they both play him. Because I actually like seeing what he's flashing. They got to play Luke McCaffrey, right? Got to give him reps.
He'll probably get some time.
Right. So
have to prepare for Terry not being there.
Right.
They want Terry to be there, but they have to prepare for who's going to be lining up next to Deebo Samuel.
If you overall had to say who are your big winners and who are your big losers from training camp, Cakes, do any jump out of you? Well, obviously, Bill.
Bill's the biggest winner. Rodriguez is a big winner with Robinson departing or soon to be departing.
I would say I think Mikey Sanistrell. I think Noah I is a big winner.
Yep.
I'd say Quan Martin has been a big winner. I would say even Jacob Martin has been a big winner from reports.
You know what else? I mean, it's number three quarterback spot, but Josh Johnson.
I think he's been decent.
I mean,
he's been decent
again,
as a number three guy.
I advocate for just keep Jaden, obviously, and Mariota. If you want to keep a young practice squad developmental guy, and look, I like Josh Johnson. Guy's an NFL survivor. You feel good for that guy. He's latched onto a bunch of different teams, had a long run in the NFL. I just don't know if he's that necessary to keep on your roster.
I think a loser, unfortunately, super nice guy, but he's with our boy Matt Valdez. I think Cole Turner is going to be on the outside looking in, unfortunately. I think he has some ability, but it's just not working out. What other losers, Cakes? Who's been? I think Luke McCaffrey on some level.
He's on the loser side.
Sam Hartman.
Sam Hartman for sure.
It's kind of the opposite of the guys you said were winners, right?
Well,
so Josh Johnson winner, Sam Hartman loser.
Yeah.
The running backs you mentioned, Brian Robinson loser.
Brian Robinson clearly loser, but he's going to find a spot and may end up in a better place. If say a team like the Chiefs sign him and he's able to play a full season and have some postseason success and revitalize his career. He'd be a big winner.
Shares the backfield with Isaiah Pacheco. That's not a bad spot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's tough. I root for these guys, all of them. I hope for all of them to find a spot somewhere. But it's going to be a difficult next few days. Let's go to Cowboy Todd here for a second. I hesitate to do this. It says a dumb theory involving Terry. Wasn't his dumb theory before that Terry and the team had already agreed to a deal?
Yes.
And they're holding out for some reason. Have you adjusted that theory, Todd?
No, not whatsoever. Terry will be there week one. Michael Parsons will be there week one. It's all about Hard Knocks. They're just going to get ratings for opening season. They've got to talk about something. They're going to put something on the
ratings.
Do you think they care about Hard Knocks?
Of course, they get a piece of Hard Knocks. The NFL gets a piece of Hard Knocks. Might as well. You
realize
2 weeks
what a
on
drop
the
in the bucket that is?
Yeah.
They
sell two jerseys. They make from Hard Knocks.
Yeah, well, I understand, but they're all about the money. They're going to get every dollar. They get every dollar from every stadium. I'm telling you, Terry will be there. It's all a rouge. It's there.
What? Can you spell that?
No way you can spell it.
Hold on, Cowboy Todd. Can you use that word in a different sentence and spell it for us?
All right. Rouge. It is when you think something's happening over here and something's really going on over there.
All right, spell
rouge.
Spell that, please.
R-U-G-H-E.
Yes. Rouge. Nailed it. You crushed it. By the way, the paint, the gas fumes are killing the few brain cells that are still left in Cowboy Todd's head.
Do we know what's the highest level of education you attained? You didn't graduate high school, did you, Cowboy?
No, I didn't graduate.
GED at least?
Yeah, I think he maybe...
Negative
spell
one.
GED.
did you finish 10th grade?
Yes, finished 10th.
What about
never finished 11th or 12th.
Did not finish 11th or 12th. That's
brutal.
But he's successful.
I mean,
it took him a while, but he found his niche and is successful.
He actually has a very attractive wife.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of kids.
He can procreate.
Now, he's been in jail a lot.
I know, but the last decade he's been...
Have you been in jail in the last decade?
No, negative.
Last decade he's been doing well. He's killing it.
You've been... Weren't you... was there some sort of lawsuit against you for some shady business?
Yeah, I didn't have the correct business license, and they caught me for embezzling money and not paying taxes.
Right, those are bad things, generally.
It's kind of bad, but is that behind you?
Way behind me.
All right.
Way behind him. Why?
I'm just curious. Do you have any legal issues that you have to have concern with right now?
No. Other than paying back taxes. That's it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you do owe some back taxes?
Sure.
Could you imagine him trying to fill out tax forms back in the day?
No. Can you imagine Cowboy Todd trying to do his own taxes?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Can you just plead stupid?
Yeah. TurboTax, I'm telling you, I can do it.
TurboTax guy. All right. Well, God bless you.
All right, so they're gonna sign everybody's gonna sign last second because of Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, I'm telling you, everybody's gonna be there week one. They're there. I'm telling you, put the money on the bank or do your 401k.
Right.
Put it on there.
Do you have one of those? You don't have any. You don't have any retirement money.
How diversified are you, Cowboy Todd?
Diversify. Definition.
In other words, do you have like money in a retirement account, like a Roth IRA, like, you know, 401k?
No, Powerball, Mega Millions.
Good answer.
Bridge.
All right, buddy.
It's a bridge.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Cowboy. All right, stay out of jail.
That guy's endlessly entertaining.
Been like over 10 years. Dude, I know a lot of guys that
don't. He's turned his life around.
I know a lot of guys that don't go to college, and that's great. He didn't finish 11th grade.
Yeah, he said,
I don't know that many.
He's like, I'm halfway through high school. I'm good.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need any more of this education.
I don't know that many guys that stopped at 10th
grade. He is the only person I know
that
did not finish high school.
Yeah.
He's it. He is a one of one.
Right.
That Cowboy Todd.
But he is a good dude. He is fun to hang out with.
Very good dude.
So
very
anyway,
nice.
Somewhat big day tomorrow, noon. You can watch it here locally on CBS. And then next week, that'll be, I don't know, what is the final cut down day? Is
it Tuesday.
Tuesday?
4 p.m.
It'll be the day where all the leaks start coming out and you start hearing who's staying and who's going.
But see if they pick anybody up from other teams.
Right. And then I would think.
Filling out your practice squads.
I would think next week, I'd say probably by like Wednesday, Thursday, we got to know something on Terry. One way or the other. If it's not resolved by Wednesday or Thursday, we got a major problem.
Yeah, because that's like late August at that point. Then
well,
you're
then they're going into preparation for week one.
Yeah, you're a week out from the
You're literally into preparation for week one.
Yeah.
So this has got to be coming to a head here one way or the other. And at this point, I don't even care what they do. Just resolve
Let's just
it
get this thing done.
One way or the other. And not being him staying at home, sitting
down. We had a bet. I think three of us played the game, picking the exact date that Terry would sign his extension.
Yep.
We all whiffed. Why don't we do it again?
Well, first of all, I don't want to pick the exact date. It's impossible to do.
It's just for fun.
We can throw a Jackson dart at it.
Look, I think we'll be lucky if they come to some sort of resolution by the middle of next week. By like Wednesday or Thursday at the latest.
I think September 1st is a good like ultimatum date.
It's getting kind of late.
That's less than a week from the opener against the Giants.
That's getting pretty late.
Because they play September 7th.
Late.
That would be Monday, September 1st.
Yes.
Do you also care to make a prediction on Brian Robinson?
Labor Day.
Where he's going to wind up?
Yeah. Do they find a suitor? And then who's it going to be?
I think they will find a suitor. I'm going to go with the Houston Texans. Because Joe Mixon, he's had this injury issue for at least the last two seasons. It's kind of lingered. And you can't go into a season with Nick Chubb as your backup and be confident. Brian Robinson will be a Houston Texan within a few days.
All right.
That's my prediction.
Chart that up.
Anybody else?
I don't know. I might go with Ricky Scoops, who says the Dolphins.
Okay, I can see that happening too.
My guy Ricky Scoops, who I've just discovered.
Devon Achane's fantasy stock plummeting right now.
Right.
It's going down.
Right.
Not great.
I do think they're going to get some compensation for him.
They probably will. Hopefully that happens.
Got 7 or 8 teams interested in it.
Yep.
And you should be able to pull something.
Should have
out of
a
yet.
Little bit of a market there.
Yeah. Phone number's 1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Kadra Ismail will give us the Ravens side of things. He used to play with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl. Now he's an analyst, co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame shows on WJZ TV in Baltimore. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Plus, got a couple announcements coming up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. It's funny. We just had Cowboy Todd on the show.
Yes.
And I've told the story before on the air, but years and years ago when we were still in Fairfax, and there was a group of us that went out to lunch a lot. It was usually me, Cakes, Brett, and CK.
Yeah.
I vividly remember Brett saying one time, he's like, we need to get new characters. Because at the time, we were always having Drunk Mike, Cowboy Todd and Sacktown Mike.
Yeah.
Now, Sacktown's kind of gone away. Drunk Mike has kind of gone away. Cowboy, we hear from time to time.
That's about it.
But Cowboy Todd calls into the show.
No doubt.
And I don't know if it's because he wants his ADs. But all of a sudden, I get a text message from Drunk Mike.
Oh, so now they're all coming out.
Now, Drunk Mike is just filling us in. He said, listen to yesterday's episode.
That's right.
This morning. So he's a day behind.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, your boy Mel Kiper, mm-hmm. we were speculating where he lives.
Yes.
Any last second guesses?
Hold on. Where he lives currently?
Where he currently lives.
Where Mel Kiper.
According to Drunk Mike. I have not confirmed
Mel
this.
Mel Kiper currently lives.
I would say Easton, Maryland.
Easton's a good guess. I will go with... I'll go with Kent Island, right over
Bingo.
The bridge.
Bingo, Kent Island.
Oh, very
yeah,
nice.
I mean, same thing, yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense Island's to me. Nice. Kent Island is a small, picturesque town right on the water.
Yep.
It's beautiful. I can understand wanting to live in Kent Island, Maryland. I get it.
Mike Marr, could you help me with this here for a little bit? So obviously, I feel like the Jake Paul thing is, you know, this crazy phenomenon where he draws people in and you watch these kind of ridiculous fights. I think he really kind of went over the top with the Tyson fight, right? When you fight like a 60-year-old guy.
That was the breaking point
for me. That was like the breaking point meet, right?
That drew me in for that one event. Never
again.
Bad. Whatever he's doing right now, I am not drawn in.
All right, so let me just ask you. So... I mean, clearly the guy has some ability. Where does he rank in the world? I don't know. Is he 100? Is he 10? I have no idea.
I think he broke into the top 20 at one point.
Yeah, but I don't even know if that's real. But
in cruiserweight division.
He has some ability. There's no question about it. But he's not an elite fighter. He's not fighting this guy, Tank Davis, who I don't know anything about. But
Tank Davis is an unbelievable fighter.
Understood. But that's what I read.
But right? He fights at 135.
He's like 100 pounds. So there's like a 50, 60, 70, 80 pound weight difference.
Look, this is
how do they even sanction this?
This is what Jake Paul does. He's a great salesman. He is an unbelievable salesman.
No, I get it. The fights are very particularly picked. But how do they even sanction this?
It's not. It's going to be an exhibition.
It's an exhibition.
Yeah, so it's similar to when Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather. There's just such a discrepancy in their weight and height that they have to kind of skirt the rules by
so
making it.
It's not even real. It's not even a real fight. Okay, got it.
It's kind of like the Tyson fight wasn't a real fight.
Well, you knew that. But
the Tyson fight was 2 minute rounds,
that's where he
right?
lost me. But I'm going, okay, this guy's a legit fighter. And it seemingly, is he in the back end of his career? Is he like 30 years old or something? Like what's
Gervonta Davis?
Yeah.
No.
He's in the prime of his career.
He's a Baltimore guy, right?
He's from Baltimore.
Yeah, he's Baltimore.
He's in
dude.
The prime of his career, but he's like 50, 60 pounds lighter.
He's 30.
So he's definitely, you know, like punching down literally because it's a way smaller guy. But the reason this fight is way more interesting is because, yeah, Tank is in the absolute prime of his career and he's a knockout artist. He's like 33-0 with 30 knockouts. So
he's only 5'5". I mean, it's going to be, it's not, it's weight, it's height, it's everything. It's going to be, you know, and I don't know if Jake Paul will have to weigh, like if there's a catch weight. Or if he could be 220 pounds. I don't know.
I know literally nothing about boxing, but I feel like Tank Davis is going to go in and just dismantle.
Yeah, but there's only so much you can do when you're 130 pounds.
Well, yeah, because Jake Paul could smother him and hold him.
Sure.
I'm going to
watch it because I know it's going to be a farce.
Gervonta Davis should dismantle him.
It's going to be a farce on Netflix. I will not watch it. The last one I watched was an absolute... cataclysmic disaster.
Look,
with Mike Tyson.
I got to credit him. I was telling Drab yesterday, so I have in my bedroom, I have a Samsung TV, and it's kind of annoying mm-hmm. that when I turn on the TV, it always starts with the Samsung TV channel.
Okay.
And then I need to go to the icons to switch over to YouTube TV or switch it to Netflix or whatever I want to watch. But I had never watched an episode of The Hot Ones and, you know, the guy that's eating wings.
Yeah,
I
know the concept.
And, they had Gary V on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Brett loves Gary V. He's always talking like business stuff. And they did this like quick little bit. I ended up watching it for like 5 minutes where he was talking about, and this was probably 15 years old or mm-hmm. 10 years old.
I don't know who Gary V is, by the way.
You've seen him.
Don't know that person.
So
Trav's just laughing his ass off at me.
You've probably seen him.
Where have you been?
I mean,
You've seen this guy a million times.
I'll look this person up.
Only watches poker
videos.
He's
not in my world. Gary V. Is it V-E-E? I don't even know.
I think so.
So, yeah, I've never seen that person before in my life.
Gary
Vaynerchuk?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gary V was presented.
That's Brett's idol.
He was presented social media sensations at the time playing some sort of game while they're doing the wings, and it was like, which of these guys do you think still is going to be a thing in 10 years?
Yeah.
And it was Jake Paul when he was like 17 years old, and he was like, that guy's got something. He's going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to Jake Paul. I'll say that he, you know, was this kind of wacky kid doing videos, and he found kind of this crazy niche. But let's be real. He beat Nate Robinson in a boxing match.
Yeah.
That was his second one. He beat Ben Askren, who almost died recently.
Yeah, but that was different. That was
okay, but Ben Askren unrelated. Couldn't fight. Now, when he beat Tyron Woodley, that's where I was surprised, because Woodley was a UFC champion. Now, he was old.
Well, Askren wasn't a UFC champion, was he? But he was a UFC fighter.
Yes.
So, I mean, anybody that's fought in the UFC, you got to give him some respect.
Yes. Now, those guys in particular were wrestlers, not necessarily known for punching.
Right.
But then, you know, he fought Tommy Fury, who's he's Tyson Fury's nephew, I believe.
But he lost to him, right?
He lost to him. That was a real boxer. But Tommy Fury is not even a good boxer. I think he was on Big Brother or something like that and got famous.
I mean, he just sounds like a bunch of tomato cans lined up his resume.
He's made hundreds of millions.
But look, he's a great businessman. I'm not disputing that whatsoever. I'm just saying that I will never watch him fight. I will never watch him put on boxing gloves and fight another human being.
If you can make a compelling case that a 130-year-old guy, a 130-pound guy...
It's fighting a 130-year-old guy. I would tune in for that.
A 130-pound guy can knock out a guy seemingly as in shape as like a 200-pound Jake Paul. I find that hard to believe that he can't just stand.
Right now, the books have Gervonta Davis minus 200.
I don't find it that hard to believe, because a 130-pound dude, he can still punch hard. And if he catches Paul on the chin, he's going down.
I question that.
You question that he can catch him on the chin?
I don't question that he's a far superior boxer, but that how much power can a 130-pound guy have?
Oh, I think he's got plenty of power. If he came in and punched all of us...
I'm a washed-up zero, but a guy like 6 pounds, 200 pounds, riddled with steroids, it'd be hard for me to imagine him knocking him out.
Now I want to bet on a Tank Davis knockout.
I mean, that's the play, because when Tommy Fury fought Jake Paul, Jake Paul got dropped by a jab. When he fought Tyron Woodley, he got dropped and, you know, the ropes kind of had to save him. I think Gervonta Davis...
How heavy was Tyron Woodley?
I think that fight was at 190 pounds. But,
dude, 130 pounds is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the speed of the punches. All right. You don't think Floyd Mayweather could knock you out? He was fighting at 147. Yeah.
I don't think he knocked a ton of guys out.
And I'm guessing Davis...
Those are pro boxers. He fought the best of the best.
Yeah, and he guys that were his weight.
He knocked out plenty of guys. He knocked out Ricky Hatton.
Do you think he could knock out a lot of 200-pound guys? I would bet...
I think you're 200-pound boxers?
I think you're overestimating how...
I think weight is a big factor.
Of course, it's a huge factor.
As you're making it.
I think it's hard for a 130-pound person to knock out a 200-pound person.
When you have one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world, in his weight class, I think he can knock out a 200-pounder. Pretty easily.
That's the thing. Gervonta's game plan is not going to be to, like, you know, drag it into the later rounds, you know, smother him, tire him out. He's going to try to snipe him.
Yeah.
And that's like Gervonta Davis
early.
Is the king of that. So, like, his uppercuts.
I'd have to see it to believe it.
And he's a southpaw. Jake Paul, I'm
not
sure.
He's not a world class boxer. I'm sure he is. Maybe the greatest of his weight class. I have no idea.
He's top five in the world right now, no doubt.
It's hard to imagine knocking out a 200-pound guy that's all loaded up with steroids and, you know, has taken a punch before.
You got
He's
a lot
five,
of faith
five.
In Jake Paul.
Jake Paul's 6'3". I don't doubt that Tank Davis can win, because you'll just unload.
So are you with me?
This happens every time.
Are you with me?
I say I'm done. I'll never watch this freak show again. The Mike Tyson thing was so infuriating.
So
of course, I already know what I'll be doing on November 14th. I'll be watching this dumb thing, hating my life.
Will you just say you agree with me? It's hard to see a 130-pound guy.
I don't think he's going to knock him out. No.
Thank you.
Also, it's an exhibition fight. You got they probably have a whole plan going in.
All right, they probably have the 16-ounce
gloves.
He's
going to sue everybody that says it's staged.
Yeah, he'll turn his wrist like what Woodley did. It'd be a dumb thing all over again.
Do you buy into that?
I buy into every one of these fights is a sham.
Yeah. And by the way, isn't Tank Davis probably going to come in at like 145 or 150?
Oh, yeah.
Just because he's walking in around at 130, he can add some weight and come in heavier.
Well, he's gonna have no weight to cut.
Yeah,
so that's what we need to see. Like,
he might be. He probably doesn't care. He's just,
can
it's
eat
a paycheck.
All the spaghetti he wants.
Yeah, it's a paycheck.
Because it's an exhibition doesn't mean there's no weight class. Hey. Like in the contract, like Jake Paul's not gonna be able to weigh over a certain weight.
You guys tell me how it plays out. Okay, you rubes are gonna tune in on November 14th and watch this circus.
I'll
freak
at a bare
show.
Minimum watch the highlights.
As Cowboy Todd would say, it's a rouge.
It's all a rouge.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's the battle of tattoos, by the way.
Conor
those
McGregor,
guys have so many tattoos, both of them.
When Conor McGregor fought some of these guys, when he was doing boxing, was there a huge weight difference?
He only did one boxing match.
That's
he fought Floyd
one?
Mayweather. They fought at 147, I think.
And they were similar.
Maybe 155. I'd have to check.
I think when they fought, it was like 152. It was like weirdly specific.
Maybe a catch weight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Drab, maybe I'm with you. Maybe I should just get rid of Netflix. If this is
Netflix is not that good. Netflix
this is the fair. Netflix is $30 a month.
Squid Game?
I mean, I like Squid Game, but I can live without it.
Right.
I know the whole Squid Game
universe.
Blueprint. I know what happens.
Has anybody watched the Hard Knocks, by the way? Is it good?
I haven't watched 1 second.
The off-season Hard Knocks?
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I've heard it's butt boring.
Really? Oh, that's what you've
heard?
That's
what I've heard.
Oh, okay. Same old deal.
The next time I watch Josh Allen, he'll be playing the Baltimore Ravens on, I think, Sunday Night Football.
So you won't watch Hard Knocks when the Commanders are featured because they're doing the NFC East.
No. You know why? Because I like games.
On a Wednesday night or something where you're sitting there playing online poker, you won't have it on in the background?
Probably not.
I think I would. For sure I would.
Oh, I'm going to be locked in.
If there's cameras behind, I mean... Will Adam Peters reveal anything while the Hard Knocks cameras are watching? Probably not.
No, of course
not. Probably
not.
I would like to see a candid moment, but I'm not sure he's capable of it.
I don't think you're going to see that.
He doesn't seem to give
you're
going to
see
anything.
Adam Peters with his guard up.
I think Dan Quinn might give you a candid moment, but I don't think Adam Peters will.
No.
The in-season last year with the AFC North was incredible. Like watching the teams in their film room like break down the opponent leading up to the game, it was super interesting because normally it's just a bunch of, you know, jamokes running around with pads on that aren't going to make the team in the middle of the offseason or like in the middle of July. So
I haven't watched any of the America's Team for the Dallas Cowboys on Netflix, but I did chuckle when I saw the clip of Jimmy Johnson talking about how he was so pissed after a loss on the flight back home when the flight attendant was about to start giving meals to the players. He's like, they're not eating. They played so poorly. You're not feeding these guys. No food on the flight. That kind of made me chuckle. That's some old school NFL head coaching right there.
1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on anything. Coming up next, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Then at 8 o'clock, a couple of announcements you don't want to miss. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
When your agency's mission is in motion, you need a partner built to lead from the front. At OSI Federal Technologies, they help federal agencies take command, delivering trusted IT solutions across defense, intelligence, and civilian sectors. OSI Federal Technologies is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business backed by top OEMs and distribution partners. From the gridiron to the front lines, integrity, service, and results always win. OSI Federal Technologies, delivering mission success one command at a time. OSIFederal.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Got a funny text. So yesterday we teased Drab because I learned that one of our buddies, John, great guy, who I play tennis with occasionally, but this year I really haven't played much. And him and Drab play all the time. Drab went to Florida, I remember, stayed at his place, and they played tennis. That occasionally, apparently, Drab shows up and they end up washing cars together, but it sounds like Drab just watches John wash his
Drab,
car.
Drab, that's a great scam, by the way. Keep running that as long as you can, because if you just have a friend that loves washing cars, and you can just chill and drink a big Diet Mountain Dew while he's washing the car, more power
to
you.
Is he into, like, mowing the lawn, too? You get him to do that?
Just, like, doing chores?
He is a big landscaping guy.
Yeah.
So he sent me a text about something else.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, how come you never wash my car?
Right.
And he goes, ha, your boy needs help. He literally washes his car like a mental patient.
Talking about Drab.
What's wrong with your car washing technique?
He goes, I've shown him how it needs to be done.
Man,
so he's just particular about washing cars.
Look, some people are big into washing their own cars. I am not that person. I love bringing it somewhere where I have a coupon and I hand it to the guy, and he's like, "Oh, you get the full McGillicuddy inside and out." And then I just wait and I tip $5 at the end. My car looks silly.
Yeah,
time is money.
Time is
money.
You think
I want to spend my weekend soaking my car?
That is waxing it.
It's not something that you have pride in. You don't really care.
I know that he sensed my sarcasm because he wrote that, and he goes, I'd be happy to do yours, too, if you bring it to my place. I have the needed supplies.
Literally, I've lived in my house for over 20 years, okay? Over 20 years, and my neighbor Kevin, to my right, has been my neighbor the entire time. He leads me in home car washes in the driveway, literally 500 to zero.
Right.
Zero.
How many
times I've washed my own car in my driveway?
It seems daunting just to hook the hose up to the spout or whatever, like behind a bush.
Yeah.
And just, you know, drag it over.
Find a bucket.
It'd be a little bit short.
Clean sponge.
Yeah. And then you have to roll it back up.
I'll just never do it.
You know when my car is clean? After Christmas, when I get a Flagship or Mr. Wash in my stocking.
Yeah.
That's when my car is clean for about 60 days.
Yes, fantastic. It's the best.
Well, for some reason, we pay for that $30 a month thing, whatever. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Where you could go whenever you want.
Still do, or you have?
No, I still do. It's a life leak.
Okay.
But I might go, I'd probably go max twice a month. But sometimes
I'll cut it to just $15 a pop. It's not bad.
Sometimes I feel like I should just be going every day.
You should
Why
be
not?
Going every day.
But there's a line.
Or you should be going like once a week.
I can't do a line. I can't
lines
wait.
Lines are untenable.
Not that I have something going on, but I just be sitting in a line is
you
just.
Gotta find, you have to find the sweet spot when there's no line.
Yeah.
The lines at a minimum.
I did it the other day. I did it 2 days ago, right before it rained.
Okay.
Which is apparently a bad time to do it, but there's no line.
Yeah. I guess you picked a good time.
Yeah, that's bad timing to get your car washed
when you
right
don't go.
Rains.
Yeah, but there was no line, so it went.
By the way, when I consider
rain the free car wash.
Speaking of car washes, when
still,
I hit,
it still looks clean.
When I hit Bucky's on the way back, and I know that Mars head just snapped to attention. When you walk into the Bucky's in Florence, South Carolina, and I'm guessing this is true for all of the Bucky's locations.
Isn't that the gas station, Bucky's?
Yeah, but it's the king of gas stations.
It's the creme de la creme.
Literally.
It's a gas station meets Walmart.
There's 100 pumps. It's the biggest convenience store you've ever seen. And their claim to fame, cleanest bathrooms that you're ever going to see. And that is true. But like when you're about to walk in, they have a big sign that shows how much they're paying for, you know, for you to work at Bucky's.
Mm-hmm.
The car wash manager? I couldn't believe it. The car wash manager at Bucky's, their salary is like $150,000.
What?
Nice.
And that's in Florence, South Carolina. That's like making $1 million a year. I couldn't believe it. My eyes just went super wide.
Has Mike Marr quit the show yet?
I mean, he might be. He might be hopping in a car and going to work at Bucky's and running the car wash. $150,000.
I wonder how much they pay the guy. There's always the same guy at the Kensington Mr. Wash who holds the paddle where it says green, you go.
And right. He's the stop sign, stop
and then,
slow
and then
guy.
The yellow is put it in neutral, and no brake or whatever.
Right.
And that's all he does.
Yeah.
He's always there. He's there every day. He spritzes your wheels a little bit as you go by.
He gets his share of the tip box,
though. He's got a very specific job.
He just stands there for like 18 hours a day, every day of his life.
He's excellent at it.
He's a grinder.
He's elite.
He's world class.
He's done his 10,000 hours.
From green to yellow.
Yeah.
I don't think he speaks much English, to be honest
with
you. It's
okay. He knows his job.
But to me, that's worse than like toll booth operator. That's like
there aren't those people anymore. I mean, for the there might be a few.
There has to be some. I mean, I know everything is everybody has Easy Pass, but there are some donks that don't, and they need one.
Like there are still like when I driven on 95 North like towards Philly, there is a sign for like cash instead of Easy Pass. It blows my mind.
There might be like one lane.
There's got to be down to one lane now.
Yeah.
Are we gonna do our parlay, our weekend parlay? Can we get it in?
Sure.
I'm gonna do my
pick in literally 8 seconds.
I can too. this is a coin flip, but it jumped at, you know what? This was like a blink. So the Vikings play the Titans in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
All right, generally have no idea what's going to happen in preseason. So you know what? Let's roll the dice. They hit last week.
I have idea.
They have a bet here on FanDuel. First scoring play. I'm going to take the Vikings scoring a touchdown at +330. Ooh. I like the odds. I like the Vikings in this last preseason game to score a touchdown first. +330.
Is that under popular?
Quick bets.
Quick bets. Okay. So you like the Vikings to score first and to score a touchdown?
Yes, sir. +330.
+330. All right. You're in. Your pick is in. Who's next? I can go next.
Go ahead.
You know I love wings. Love wings. So I'm going to pick the Storm Dallas Wings game. I'm going to go with Paige Beckers to score 20-plus points. I was going to get greedy and go 25-plus points at +310 because she just had a 44-point outburst. But I'm gonna tap the brakes a little bit, just have her scoring 20-plus points because that's kind of what she's been flirting around every game outside of that 44-point game. So I have Paige Beckers 20-plus points at +100.
I'll take the Ravens in a winning margin by 14 or more, okay?
Okay.
Our second unit has basically been dreadful, our second and third units. They like to win every preseason game. If they win by two touchdowns or more, +460. I like it. If we play Sam Hartman the whole game, I love it.
Yeah, you're a big fan of that. All right, Ravens, 14-plus point winning margin. That is in at +460.
Yeah.
I'll go up. So week zero in college football, Hawaii versus Stanford. Give me over 50.5 points. Normally during the season, this is my midnight savior, you know, just taking the over super late. I have no file on really either of these teams. I don't think anyone does because it's the start of the season. But I do know that Stanford has a new coach, Frank Wright, and he's a bum. And Hawaii, those Ooses love playing no defense. So over 50.5.
All right. So you have over 50.5 in the Stanford-Hawaii tilt. All right. That's in.
All right, I'm going to go out on one last baseball bet here before college football really starts next weekend. I'm going to take Junior Caminero, 2+ total bases against the Cardinals tonight. It's -120. That's lock it up. That's an easy cash for a grabber. Caminero, right, so -120, 2 total bases.
All right, 2 total bases.
And is our guy Ben getting in or no?
Yeah, I'm going to go in the Ravens-Commanders game as well, and I hope nobody scores a point in this game. I'll go under 35.5, which is insanely low, but this website tells me that Ravens-Commanders, the over is the best play, so I'm instantly fading that.
Mm. All right, Drabby, you had Caminero for 2+ total bases?
Yes, sir.
Is that your bet at -120?
Yes, yeah, but it's going to reject Ben's.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to pivot?
He's cooked.
Because
it's not going to fit in with the other Ravens bet.
All right, so we're just doing a five legger.
Five legger.
All right, so a $10 wager on those five bets is going to pay us and not Ben $1,675.60 when it ultimately hits, and Ben is going to be distraught.
Hey, people forget last week we hit every leg except for one.
Oh, really?
Right. I think it was just Jason's.
No, I think it was two.
I missed mine by a point.
It was two.
I had mine.
But we had a good little stretch in between.
So it was close.
Yeah.
All right, that's your weekend parlay. Fade it or tail it. Do whatever you want with it.
All right, coming up next, got a couple of announcements you don't want to miss. 9:00, Kadri Ismail joins us as we preview the Ravens-Commanders matchup. That's all right here on The Junkies.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see.
Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.